Now, in the last hour, you may have spotted on social media County Sligo Golf Club posting pictures of damage to one of the core golf course's signature holes at Ross's Point, the eighth hole. And to tell us more about what happened overnight, we're joined by the General Manager of County Sligo Golf Club, David O'Donovan. David, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Alfie.
Well, we can see some of the damage for ourselves on social media. What do you understand happened here last night?
Yeah, my understanding is somewhere between the close of golf yesterday and first light this morning, a car came in onto the golf course down, we reckon down at the lower Rosses and down at the 8th fairway, proceeded to drive up through the grass there onto the 8th fairway and just in front of the championship tee on the 8th and beside the ladies tee, did a number of, I suppose, donuts is what they call them these days. So basically, handbrake turns in the middle of the fairway.
And the damage is fairly significant by the looks of things.
It is, Austin. Yeah, it looks like the car went round about three occasions. So it's a significant amount of damage. I suppose on the lucky side, it's not the green, which is right beside it, or one of the tee boxes, it's the fairway. But I suppose it is significant damage, and it's disappointing for our golfers and anybody to wake up to this on a Sunday morning from yesterday, you know.
Yeah, if people who are familiar with the eighth hole, it is one of, I think, County Sligo's signature holes, the eighth hole, which can be accessed from that lower Ross's road, as you say. So presumably that's how a vehicle got onto the course.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. The eighth hole, as I say, it's a very challenging par four. It crosses the burn, and we has crossed the burn on the eighth hole when you're playing it to get to the green. But it looks like, a car came in last night at some stage and did the handbrake turns in the middle of the fairway. And I suppose what we're looking at now is, we're 13 weeks from the West of Ireland Championship. There is repairs to be done to that area now. So the manpower tomorrow morning when they come in, the greenkeepers will be back there tomorrow morning, and they have to kind of make good this area. It's an eyesore. The time of the year it's happened, the ground is soft than it usually would be, so it's kind of left more of a track than you would expect if it happened in July or August. That we would want it to happen at any stage.
Yeah. Well, you've mentioned your signature event, the West of Ireland, which is back in its traditional date of the Easter weekend, and anybody who knows golf in this part of the world will know all about the West of Ireland. You've had some scheduling disruption because of COVID over the last 2 years, but I know, once the new year comes, County Sligo are very careful about minding the course and making sure everything is ready for the West of Ireland come the Easter weekend. Does this make life a little bit more complicated for you?
It does to a certain extent. As members would know, and people out here, we love to see the West coming at Easter. With it being so close now, once the 1st of January hits for us, it's kind of you're gearing towards getting the golf course ready for that. So what we do is we rest certain holes throughout. People would know that we rest certain holes throughout, or maybe some of your listeners wouldn't know, but we give, with the amount of play that we do get during the season, we try and rest as many holes as possible during the winter. So what we would do is that at the moment we have 5 holes rested, our 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 13th are rested. So all our members and any guests that are playing at the moment will start on the 5th tee, and they'll play a 12 or 13 hole competition, or 12 or 13 holes. Just with the amount of wear and tear the golf course gets, it's nice to give different holes so a little bit of a rest and a little bit of a time to recuperate after a lot of visitors and member play throughout the busy season. So, what we also do is we use mats. So when your ball lands on the fairway, in certain zones, you put down a mat and hit your ball off a mat. So that protects it from the golfer taking a divot from the grass, because the grass doesn't grow as much at this time of year because the soil temperatures are lower. So it just takes longer to come back. So we prep the course, from here on in. So it'll take a little bit of time for the greenkeepers to fix that area and get it ready. Look, it's an eyesore, as I said a few minutes ago. It's a pity that these things happen. But look, it's not the first time, probably won't be the last time, but I just, you know, I suppose if people are out there and they see cars in the golf course area that they don't think should be there, you know, please let An Gard the Sí Chéanna know that, you know, they spotted a car there or whatever it is, because at the end of the day, it's damage to private property. You don't want to see it. And, you know, we take pride in our golf course, and we take pride in getting the golf course ready for the season ahead. It looks like a really busy season. Fingers crossed, we're seeing a lot of bookings coming this year. Membership, in fairness, has been very strong. We have 22 or 23 new members up for approval at our meeting this Tuesday night. So things are looking very good. Fingers crossed, we can keep going throughout the season and get, you know, our golf course and our clubhouse open, you know, fully from here on in.
One final thought, David. Is there anything practically you or any golf club can do to stop this sort of thing happening again? I suppose it's very difficult to stop a car driving onto a golf course in the middle of the night.
I suppose where we are, we're a little bit... We have a number of rights of way, you see, that come across the golf course traditionally. So down at the 8th, we're a little bit stymied, the fact that we can't put a gate or we can't put anything up. But I think it might be the time now for us to talk to, you know, some of the local residents of the Lower Rosses and you know, work with them to try and stop this, because nobody wants to see this kind of vandalism, because basically that's what it is. And I think it's very important for us to work with the local community and, you know, and the Gardaí at the end of the day, because, you know, in fairness, I put in a call this morning and they came down and they had a look at the area, they photographed where it happened. You know, but it's, you know, there isn't any camera that can catch a car down at that stage. So it's just if somebody did see anything and they want to let An Gard Daoine know that it happened, or whoever it is, that, you know, we appreciate the local community's help in this situation.